Welcome to the Choose You Netcast. This is Jim Langlois with a word from Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's my prayer that this netcast will encourage and cheer you on as we join forces to draw the line in the sand, defending our faith and our households in the resurrection power of Jesus. Join me each weekday as we dig deeply into God's amazing word and bring up the rich treasures of his blessings. Are you ready?
Choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house. I said choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.
World, and thank you for tuning in. We're continuing in our series called A Preacher of Righteousness, reading 2 Peter 2:5, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the eight people, and it calls him a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. And then reading the same passage in the Living Bible, I like how it says this, and he did not spare any of the people who lived in ancient times before the flood except Noah, the one man who spoke up for God, and his family of seven. At that time, God completely destroyed the whole world of ungodly men with the vast flood. So Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And Peter compares Noah, the one man who spoke up for God, against false prophets in his day and false teachers in our day. 2 Peter, same chapter, chapter 2, but verses 1 through 3 in the Living Bible says this, but there were false prophets too in those days, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will cleverly tell their lies about God, turning against even their master who bought them, but theirs will be a swift and terrible end. Many will follow their evil teaching that there's nothing wrong with sexual sin, and because of them, Christ and his way will be scoffed at. These teachers, in their greed, will tell you anything to get a hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction is on the way. Well, this preacher of righteousness is compared to or compared against false teachers in our time, which will cleverly teach lies about God, that there's nothing wrong with sexual sin, and in their greed will do anything to get a hold of our money. The word cleverly is important. This is how they deceive many and cause the way of Christ to be scoffed at. Yesterday, we talked about how Peter said God is very good at two things in 2 Peter 2:9. Let's read it. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. What are the two things? That he knows how to deliver, and he knows how to judge. And we said that the judgment is for sinners, but the deliverance is for those who believe and receive their deliverer, Jesus Christ. So, like we said, in order to plan for our future, we need to look back. The website beyondflannelgraph.wordpress.com has a good comment. It says, just like then, preachers are warning people of God's judgment for sin, the bad things we do when we know not to, and the good things we fail to do when we know we should. And just as there was a door on the ark, people could enter and be saved, there's a door of salvation today. That door is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only name under heaven and earth by which men must be saved. There was only one door to the ark, and there is only one way to be saved from the judgment of our sin, and that is to ask Jesus to save us from our sins today while the door is still open. And 2 Peter 3:9, Peter says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We mentioned the three events from the past that Peter told us about that we need to look at because they prophesy of events coming in the future. And out of 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9, it was about the fallen angels, Noah and the flood, and Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember, God was the deliverer. Noah was delivered with his family, Lot was delivered also, but God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. But we have to prepare people for the future, and that's what Peter was writing about. You see, these three Old Testament examples for us to understand about the future are models of end-time deliverance and judgment. So we go back to our series scripture out of 2 Peter 2:5, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. Genesis 19:17 in the Living Bible, it says, "Flee for your lives," the angels told him, "and don't look back. Escape to the mountains. Don't stay down here on the plain or you will die." And then in Genesis 19:26, we find out that Lot's wife looked back as she was following along behind him and became a pillar of salt. So why salt? I believe just as Sodom and Gomorrah is an example or a model for what's coming in the last days, Lot's wife became salt as an example or model of what we should be in these days. Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its savor, how can it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." The Living Bible says, "You are the world's seasoning." I believe this means we are witnesses for the Lord, and if we lose our boldness and strength as preachers of righteousness, how shall it be seasoned? Yes, Lot's wife was a witness for the time past. However, we are to be witnesses for the time future. Salt is salty. Colossians 4:6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Well, now we're beginning to find out what makes a preacher of righteousness. I'm starting to see a theme of deliverance and judgment and grace and salt, righteousness and justice, mercy and truth. One title given to Jesus is the righteous judge. This is truly the judge you can trust who will do the right thing. 2 Timothy 4:8 says, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Well, because of his deliverance, I will be judged righteous in his sight." But this will not be the case for everyone. Romans 1:32 says, "Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." Yes, God knows how to deliver, and God knows how to judge. Malachi 4:3 calls the second coming of Christ a great and dreadful day. Why? Well, it's a great day for some and a dreadful day for others. Why should we look backward to understand the future? Well, one, so we might be saved, and two, so we might go into all the world and preach the good news, the truth of God's word as a word of deliverance and a word of judgment. So what is a preacher of righteousness? My first definition would be one who preaches the righteousness of God through Christ along with the judgment of God. 2 Peter 2:9 again, "Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment." Secondly, a preacher of righteousness is one who preaches the cross and Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 through 24, "But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." What is a preacher of righteousness? It's one who preaches mercy and truth together. Psalm 85:10, it says, "Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed." So far, what have we found out a preacher of righteousness? It's one who preaches the righteousness of God through Christ along with the judgment of God. Two, it's one who preaches the cross and Christ crucified. Three, it's one who preaches mercy and truth together. And then let me give you another definition. It's one who will die for the truth and accept suffering persecution as an honor. Philippians 1:21, Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." What's another definition? A preacher of righteousness is one who says, "Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 18 says this, Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. It's one who preaches the truth at all cost. It's one who does not succumb to compromise due to financial, spiritual, or even violent pressure. Listen to Luke 6, verses 22 through 23. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. And a preacher of righteousness is one who's not trying to be alongside the world, but rather on God's side of heaven. A preacher of righteousness is one who is a heralder, a messenger. It's not the preacher's word, but God's word. It's not the preacher's voice, but God's voice. 2 Peter 2:5 in the Living Bible. And he did not spare any of the people who lived in ancient times before the flood except Noah, the one man who spoke up for God. And his family of seven. At that time, God completely destroyed the whole world of ungodly men with the vast flood. So a preacher of righteousness is one who speaks the truth in love. And as Ephesians 4, 14 through 15 says, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Yes, those are some great definitions of a preacher of righteousness. So let's review 2 Peter 2:5. And God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. So we said, what is a preacher of righteousness? First, it's one who preaches the righteousness of God through Christ along with the judgment of God. Secondly, it's one who preaches the cross and Christ crucified. Third, one who preaches mercy and truth together. Fourth, one who will die for the truth and accept suffering persecution as an honor. Fifth, it's one who says, "Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing." Sixth, one who preaches the truth at all cost. Seventh, one who does not succumb to compromise due to financial, spiritual, or even violent pressure. Eighth, one who's not trying to be alongside the world, but rather on God's side of heaven. Nine, one who is a heralder, a messenger, not his own word, but God's word, not his own voice, but God's voice. And number 10, one who speaks the truth in love. It's just like Noah, the one man who spoke up for God. I'm really enjoying this message, but our time is up. So tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, same channel, and we'll continue with A Preacher of Righteousness. I call you blessed.
You have been listening to the Choose You Netcast with Jim Langlois. If you have enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Jim Langlois Ministries on the Master's House website at tmhnow.org. That's tmhnow.org. On the media tab, you can listen to many more messages, subscribe to my daily devotional emails, and follow the link to my blog site. If you'd like to write me or become a financial partner with this ministry, my address is The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. That's The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. Online donations can also be made at tmhnow.org, and my email address is pastorjim@tmhnow.org. This is Jim Langlois saying be blessed, you and your whole household. Until next time.
Choose you this day, but that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.